It's the Tiltcast, episode 233, Murder Pizza.
Murder Pizza.
And this week on the show, we talk some Metal Gear Solid, The Phantom Pain, Sheltered, The Long Dark, Destiny, Shadowrun Hong Kong, Until Dawn, and the greatness that is Smite. Stay tuned.
Murder.
Welcome.
Third time's the charm.
Man.
We've gone through about every damn pan in the room.
You may want to go
trying
see
to
a
get
doctor
this to start
that deflated.
Oh.
You might want to go see a doctor about that.
So welcome back. I'm Nas.
I'm Jason.
I'm Earl.
I'm Rusty.
Babs.
Oh, and we're back for the third time in a row tonight.
We done called Paul Cartwright because Amy's falling in love with the Cartwright boy, and if you've ever watched the show Bonanza, she's going to die in a hailstorm of bullets.
Oh, well.
I ain't lying. There's an episode where this girl fell for little Joe, and they were out in the barn, and he's like, hold on, I'm going to go check on your friend, and he left. And the bad guys seen him left, and they said, hold on, he's in the barn. And they shot her in the barn. They seen him leave. They seen him leave. But they still shot her in the barn. He runs
Damn
back.
It, Earl.
She's dying. He's holding her in her arms. He's like, hey, I'm sorry you had to die. I'm a Cartwright. Just saying. Paul Cartwright's mama died. Every time a boy was born, mama died. Little Joe's French, mama died.
What the hell is going on right now?
Little Hoss, his mama died. All of them died. Every woman that falls in love with the Cartwright dies. And other thing, don't fuck with Ben Cartwright.
Damn
He'll
it,
you.
Earl, I haven't seen all of that.
Well,
series. Thank
if you,
you
ain't
for the spoiler.
Seen, listen.
Yeah, I've never watched an episode of my life.
Well, you Spoilers. Should, because it is good. Okay, there's a guy named Hop Singh. He will,
I thought it was
he
a guy
will,
named Cartwright.
Well, that's the
Catch
main
up,
guy.
Man.
His name's Lauren Green. Also, he flew a battleship.
He flew a battleship?
Called Galactica. All right, he was the original
was
captain of Battleship
ship.
Galactica, not
Battlestar.
The other dude, not Edward Edward James Olmos.
Battleship
That's
Galactica.
That's a reboot. He drew
battleship
Galactica. Named Galactica. Okay, not this Edward James Olmos guy. Okay,
I like Edward James Olmos.
Listen, he ain't the original. Lauren Green is the original starship captain of the thing called Galactica. Okay, look
From
it up. It's
Galactica.
Truth.
Captain Cartwright.
Captain Cartwright.
Colonel Cartwright. That's right.
Colonel Cartwright.
Now that was a little bit after James T. Okay, I'm just saying. I'm not gonna say he was a ripoff.
From the Federation of Klingon Planets.
That's true. That's true.
I am cutting you off.
You
need
to
lay
watch,
off the damn coffee.
You need to watch some Bonanza because it's good. There's a hole in the map and it catches fire and it burns. So there's pyro in the show. You'll love it. Check it out. Just don't fall in love with the Cartwright. I'm just going to tell you.
I have a friend. I've never seen Bonanza, but I do have a friend. I haven't seen her for a while, but she had
a
grandfather who had some dementia.
Man,
and
this sounds like a good party. I'm enjoying it.
No, he would start saying stuff like what you're saying right now, but he would be talking like it was real life. And she's like, no,
I don't know if you know it or not, but the Ponderosa was a real thing, and that's where they lived.
Hey, they had
no. You talk like that, and she'd be like, "No, Grandpa, that was something that happened on Bonanza."
Well, you know. Well, apparently he knows good TV.
Hey, you can't.
No, he thought it was real.
It is
he
real.
It happened to him.
There's a guy named Hoss. You don't make that name up.
Oh,
that
no,
is a real name.
He talked about Hoss.
Hoss. Hey, you
Boss Hoss. That's true, Boss Hoss.
You are you, Boss Hoss.
You got
that's been. Throwing around a couple
You
gotta
times. Be a little easy on Earl, and remember that he does have dishes. Dishes.
I know.
Dishes.
Earl needs us to be gentle.
Listen,
I can't speak, but he does have a personality disorder.
I love Bonanza.
Just saying.
Okay, listen, you can go to hell if you say any other show is better than Bonanza because it ain't.
Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, well, not the same. It's not the same. I'm talking westerns. I'm talking westerns.
Are you sure? Because Monday Night Raw is feeling
westerns.
Feeling
you don't even listen.
What about Tombstone?
No.
I love Tombstone.
No.
Tombstone's good.
I wrote a paper on Tombstone in college.
That's a movie. That ain't a TV show. I say, ain't no better TV show western than Bonanza.
Sure there is. It's called Firefly.
I'm your Huckleberry.
No.
Done.
That is not. That is.
Done.
It is not. No.
Done.
Hey, just because it's set far in the future doesn't make it any less of a western.
I'm sorry, but Firefly got canceled halfway after the first season. Bonanza went on many more. Thank you. You're welcome. Must not have been such a great show if it got canceled after one season.
You had to touch that fucking
season.
Nerd, didn't you?
I'm sorry.
You, did, you had
continue,
to touch
huh?
Fucking,
what? That's what I thought.
Touch the what?
Thank you.
Touch the nerd.
Thank you. Oh, you know how great of, you know, great of a TV show it was? They had to make a movie to kill off the pilot so they can't go further.
Spoilers! Fuckers.
They can't go further. I'm just saying. That's all right.
Stop
I
it.
I don't
sorry
think
to,
you realize
sorry
just
you.
How much
sorry
I'm,
you. I know you like that.
I'm restraining myself from breaking your
well,
nose right
when
now.
When you decide to come up with a better Western than Bonanza, come talk to
Bonanza.
Me.
Bonanza.
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 No, it's bone. Phrasing. Like B-E-A-U.
Exactly.
Oh, no. It is Bonanza.
No, it's not. I did not say Bonanza. I said Bonanza. I need you to put the accent on the right spot. Listen, I know it's kind of hard to hear under the bleachers.
Oh, dude, I was in third grade, you asshole.
Well, apparently where you, the Catholic school you come from, they start early.
No. She was in the 10th grade. It was the third grade bleachers.
Good stuff.
You know what? Miss Kitty can kiss my... Oh, if you want to watch a show that glorifies prostitution, then go ahead and go with Gunsmoke.
Rawhide.
Never seen an episode
Rawhide.
Of that either.
Listen, Maverick. I'm not talking about what you do at night in your bedroom, okay? Gunsmoke can kiss my ass.
He definitely shoots some guns.
He shoots blanks, if you know. I shoot blanks now, but that's okay.
I ain't killing nobody because I'm a lover, not a fighter.
I just want you all to know, after this thing is done, I have ice cream waiting for me at the house. Black Forest Sundae.
Wow, has this really changed?
It did.
Because y'all are trying to think of a better Western. Look, it is so great that little Joe went and found a little house on the prairie. I'm just saying.
Done.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And then he took his friend and went over the highway to heaven. They're all intertwined, my friend. Like a nice little bucket.
And then he died.
He died. He was an angel in Highway to Heaven. You're welcome.
Then he died.
Scariest episode on that whole fucking show was the snake that came up out of the toilet. I still gotta, like, check when I go bathroom. Fucking angel.
You know what did it for me was arachnophobia.
Oh, my God.
God, I fucking hate it.
I hate arachnophobia.
Arachnophobia was supposed to be a comedy.
Yeah, it sucks when you're a kid, though.
You know it's also supposed to be a comedy?
No.
Your face.
Your mom's really. Face. Aww. No, but there was an episode on it that they did it, and the lady, the angel's friend, he had to be like a super in the building, and there was a woman that was always saying there was a snake in the toilet. There's a snake in the toilet, and he always go, and he was never there, and she said it one time, and he goes, there ain't no snake in the toilet, and he did his little mumbo jumbo. When he opened it up, the snake jumped out. He's all like, what the hell? Scarred me for life. I had to, like, check. Every time I'm like, oh, okay, there's no snake in the toilet. Great. Woo! I can't go out there without checking.
I think everybody has, like, really mischievous parents when they're a kid, and my dad told me that I need to check in the porta potties because squirrels would jump up and bite my ass.
Wow.
So I'd look.
I just think your dad.
They're after your nuts.
I'm sure my dad said something like that too.
I tell you what, Freddy Krueger used to have a TV show that came on after Tales from the Dark Side. And
Tales from the Dark Side.
So Freddy Krueger, on one episode when I was like 8 or 9, they had two episodes back to back because it was an hour block, so it was 30 minutes. So in the first episode, made me terrified of basements, and to this day I hate basements. And then the next episode hit you with the attic, and I can't go in attics. Scare the shit out of them. I hate Freddy Krueger. He can kiss my ass.
Well, goddamn him for ruining you for anything but one story houses.
Shoot, like I go see my wife's parents. They have a finished basement, and I hate going to that basement.
They don't make you sleep in there.
Oh, no, it's where we sleep. We sleep in the basement. I hate it. I'm scared to death. I don't even like finished basement. Like, I'll open the door to go to the basement of their house, and it's this really narrow thing, and I just, like, all these fears come through. Like, I'm afraid there's going to be, like, a clown going. It scares me. I hate going, like, when I go up the stairs when we leave there, I'm like.
Wait, Earl.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I do a major sprint, dude.
How does that clown go again?
It left an impression on him.
The first time I watched it was when my mom was dating a guy in between Chelsea and Sequoia, and he had a like a garage, but that's where like the TV was, and that's where we'd go watch it. It was me and my cousins, and he was a douche. So he thought it'd be funny. So like he, like we were watching it, and right when Jim Carrey came on,
he banged your mom.
Exactly. But that's a true statement. But we were watching it, and it got to the Tim Curry part. He like he had the switch to electric. It was right outside the trailer door. So he like hit it, and the lights went out, and it was pitch black because it's in the country. We're like, oh my god, and all of a sudden you hear. I'm like, oh, he fucked with us so hard. Oh, aww. Man. My cousin hates clowns. I hate clowns. You fucker. Oh, I've seen those. Those are funny, though. Those are really good. I've seen those. I can laugh
at those. Have you seen that guy on YouTube that fucks with people?
Yeah, the DM pranks.
Yeah.
Like, I'm cool.
He's like burning somebody under a bridge or something crazy like that.
What?
It'll fuck with you.
I can watch that. I don't have that big of a fear anymore.
Like, there's that one where he's in the parking garage with Hugh Hammer. Is that what you're watching?
Yeah, he's got a little fucking wind-up toy. He's just standing there with that creepy face.
To get over my fear of clowns, there is a B-movie called Fear of Clowns. And it's a psycho killer who dresses up as a clown. And the part that got me over my fear of clowns is there's a dude taking a piss in the toilet, and he has this halberd looking thing, and just jews the dude where he's taking a piss. And I was like, oh, that's dirty. He's just taking a piss, and the clown jews him and kills him. I'm like, those sons of bitches.
Oh, man.
Yeah, those are pretty funny.
Yeah. But,
and that got you over your fear of clowns?
It did, actually. It really did. That's how I got over my fear of clowns.
You have issues, dude.
Now, if something was like 3 in the morning and I heard a knock on my door and I looked out the little peephole and it was a clown, I'd probably shit a brick and done. Same thing if there was a nun, if there was like a pizza delivery guy.
We can work that out. You're
afraid of pizza delivery guys?
At 3 in the morning if I didn't call him? Hell yeah, would we?
He's giving you free pizza.
It's like, aren't you hungry?
Murder pizza? No, murder
pizza. Murder flavor pizza.
Well, I've got this.
What pizza did you get? I got murder pizza.
Murder pizza.
It had extra sauce.
Blood. Yeah, but Tales from the Dark Side was really cool. They had an episode one time where it was kind of like Krampus, but it wasn't Krampus. But, like, he kept telling the story of it, and the kids were like, Grandpa, you're crazy. And, like, there was a doorbell ring, and they opened it up, and it was the monster and took the kid and janked him out.
Is that Krampus?
It was kind of like Krampus, but it's not. There's a new movie coming out with Krampus.
I know.
It looks pretty good.
Yeah, well, it has to do with,
It's Santa fighting Krampus. How can it not be a better movie? Santa fighting Krampus, come on.
That's my least favorite time of the year, actually.
But you get to go back home. You get to go to Michigan for Christmas. How is that not a good time?
And he's going to miss out on Fallout.
I am going to miss out on Fallout.
My family very is Wookiee-like noises.
Hey, but you've already pre-ordered it, right?
No.
You should pre-order it so you know you got it.
Why? I could just pick it up when I get back.
What happens if it's such a high-selling game that it gets sold out and
they never make another copy again? I've never seen that happen on digital downloads.
Well, what if they only make it hard copy downloads? Like, this is the only game that's hard copy
downloads.
There's
no such a thing as a hard copy download. It doesn't print on
your don't know this for sure. Have you seen it? Have you seen the hard copy download? No, so you don't know.
Just God, who was in charge of sedating Earl this week? You had one job.
We had an opportunity.
You don't have to create boot disks for games anymore, dude.
Yeah, you do. You can only download this if you have a burner.
Fallout 4 is so important that it's only available hard copy and hard copy download.
One job, y'all.
Then you'll be sad.
Our opportunity.
Then you'll
be sad. Before his coffee.
That's true.
After the coffee was
done. I just gave him the coffee and it just went hog wild.
He didn't really give me coffee. I just went and found coffee. I was exploring in the great land of Kitchenadia, and I stumbled across. I had to go up this icy peak. It was really cold, and I
cold
found
the freezer.
Frizandia.
Okay,
it was a frozen realm. Frizandia. Okay.
Got it.
And it was like shiny. So. Oh, here's the thing. I didn't have a pickaxe.
You didn't.
So there was this old dude behind me. So I took his cane, murdered him with it.
Why did you do that?
Well, because he was bitching about video games or the devil. So I smacked him with his cane. He died.
Fair enough.
And then I chipped it. It took me like 4 hours, but I chipped away. And then there was this this mass, and I opened it, and apparently it's free trade.
Okay.
I didn't realize Freezandia had free trade, but it was there, so, you know, I ground up the bones.
You did?
I did. Those bones, I had to grind
coffee
up.
Bones?
It was bones. Fair trade was a person, I ground up the bones of the old dude.
It was the fair, trade of the guy that they paid 5 cents an hour.
Pretty much. Well, the old dude, I had to grind up his bones because he had to mix it with the free trade.
Okay.
And then I made coffee.
You made coffee.
It's pretty good.
You made free trade coffee out of
bones. Free trade coffee out of bones. It's pretty good. You should try some.
It's old person bones.
Well, it's haters. So everything is good. When you drink the bones
of hater bones. Hater coffee.
Hater bone coffee.
Hater bone coffee.
Oh, jeez. Oh, that's a name right there.
I have video games
hater to talk about. There is a name there.
I have many video games to talk about today.
Hater bone coffee.
I like how on a certain video game I watch, you can put a parachute on a sheep and bring it back to your airship.
Ah, yes.
It's true.
What?
Yes.
That's how you, apparently in the game, that's how you claim things for your own. You just throw a parachute on it.
Isn't it a parachute balloon?
It's a balloon.
But it's in like a form of a parachute.
It's a balloon.
But then the balloon pops out.
So did you have to subdue the sheep before you did that, though?
You have to sneak up on it.
You do have to sneak
you
up
do,
on it.
You do. And then you give it the call. And then it's like, oh, my mate's here. And then, bam!
Ooh.
Because when the balloon takes off, it goes and it goes flying in the air. It's amazing. I love it.
I'm pretty sure he did just call the sheep his mate.
So well, that's how you fool sheep. You think it's your mate.
So any of those who are wondering what Earl's talking about,
I think you know.
He's trying
the game.
He's trying to segue us into talking about Metal Gear Solid. The Phantom Pain.
Well, there's a sheep.
I'm not sure. I think he just likes sheep.
I do enjoy a good sheep.
I've captured many sheep. If you can't tell by the color of his beard, he is a good Irishman. You know, and the
listen,
sheep
I come from a time where men were men and sheep were scared. It's kind of like off of Kingpin. Remember the episode, the scene in the movie where what's your face walks by and the guys don't do anything, and the sheep walks by and they start hitting on it. It's a good scene.
You think when you pull them away, they kind of give out?
That's a goat. But I mean,
it is.
I can see where you would understand the fine distinction.
Look.
No, I'd rather not.
Yeah, you do. Come on.
I'm fine.
No, you need to meet her.
Do you need my approval?
She's really bad.
She's a bad girl.
It only sounds like that.
I have not played the game, though, but I have watched a lot of stuff, and it's really good.
No. Screaming goat.
It's like that when he downloaded that ringtone, and I texted you like 15 times just to hear it just go.
It's still available for my phone here. Just go settings. Android.
It doesn't take much.
Sound. We've got some notifications. Really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what we did to Rusty's phone.
Wow.
Screaming for about 2 days.
There we go. Man, that drove somebody nuts at your office.
Oh, God, it was amazing. It was absolutely amazing.
Because you're asking us to text you.
I had it on my desk, just walked away from it, and it fucking starts going off. And of course, it's a lab. There's nothing happening. Basically, just people on fucking computers being quiet and shit, and my phone goes nuts. And they're, like, looking around, like, what the fuck is that?
That's a little bit badass.
Yeah.
Badass.
Oh, the jokes were horrible.
We're doing this at a later time than normal.
We are.
The cheese is real.
And Dota.
But that cake shit is not.
The cake is a lie.
Cake is a lie.
Damn right it is. Mm-hmm.
So we are talking a little bit about Metal Gear Solid, and I will segue into that just a bit because, hell, that game's not bad.
No, it's not.
No, it looks freaking amazing.
From what I've seen, it looks really cool.
I'm not going to be able to loan it to any of you anytime soon because I'm playing
the Oh, thanks for rubbing that in.
Yeah, please just fucking get done.
Oh, please, I have a cut. Put some salt and rub it in some more.
Oh, jeez.
So, I'm just going to get
Oh, wait, how do I have a next-gen system? Never mind.
So, I'm just going to give you some highlights of the game.
I actually played a little bit of it this weekend.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How far did you get past the intro?
Oh, yeah. I did the intro and the first two missions after that.
So here's how I was skeptical at first. I was like, this game is really serious.
So the guy.
And that disappears really fucking fast.
No, yeah, it does.
Yeah. Did you watch him play it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you see the whale?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, dude. Fucking flaming blue whale.
Eats
the fucking vehicle or helicopter.
Without spoiling too much, just because it starts off really, it takes itself self-serious the entire way. Of course it should.
Yeah.
But like, it's so Japanesey. Like, there's that scene and you see you see flying fire trucks and
did she see that?
A flaming
I'm going to say for his last game with Konami, Kojima did himself on that one.
There is a flaming unicorn.
No. It's a flaming Pegasus.
Is it? Oh, because of the wings.
What?
Who chooses to stay on the ground.
That's what I thought.
To chase you. For some fucked up reason.
If you let it sit out long enough.
I'm glad that you corrected me. Instead of saying unicorn, you said Pegasus.
Yeah. You know,
they are different animals.
It's
thank
a
you.
Unicorn, Pegasus, flaming monster.
There's
it's a pegacorn.
Pegacorn.
It's a pegacorn.
But that game just goes off the rails, batshit nuts.
Yeah, it does.
And like, it's like, we're a tactical sneaky game with my gun kata shit, and which
sounds
is
sounds like it would be interesting on acid.
You know,
at some points you kind of feel like you are because that game is off the rails.
The only thing I can say about that game is the reticle for the pistol's a little bit too big.
It's not supposed to be a fucking crosshair, dude.
You aim down the sights is the deal.
Yeah. You're just bad.
That's just the general reticle. That's for like quick snap decision. I better go ahead and hit this guy with a sleep dart. But he's going to go to sleep in like 10 minutes because I hit him in like the...
Yeah.
Him in his chesticle.
This could be...
This
could be because I was playing last night at 2 in the morning, but I could not hit shit with that thing.
It's just... You weren't any better this morning.
Kept hitting their belly buttons.
That's the wrong hole, dog. That's the wrong hole.
I actually got headshots this morning. Last night I couldn't hit shit, though.
You just have to hit right bumper and aim down the sights, which is still kind of weird, but whatever. It is right bumper, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I didn't ever it's weird. You have to left trigger them right bumper to get
right,
the
because
sights.
You, basically, you pull your gun up, and then you hold down the other to look it down your sights. But it's a toggle. It's not a hold, so you toggle your sights.
Yeah.
But you're not really... The name of the game, once you get further in, it's not necessarily shooting everybody. It's being sneaky as fuck.
Yeah.
Because there are missions that I've gotten through that I pretty much got a shit rating on because shit went crazy and then I just had to shoot everybody.
Yeah.
Well, but, shit.
Well, I will say this. As bad as the shooting was...
Is that more the game or you?
All three missions I did, I ranked A, so it's not like it did absolutely horrible.
Well, and so they have this thing, so you're building up a base. And part of building up the base is capturing people, good or bad. And what you do is you put this little parachute thing on them, and it's like a weather balloon. So you attach it to them on a belt, and then they float for a second, and they shoot up, and you hear them screaming as they shoot up. And you got to capture animals, too. So you're tranking these sheep with your trank gun.
Why do you have to capture animals?
And a horse.
I forgot why, but yeah. Also, when you exit the mission area, so you climb into your chopper, and then you see your horse, and if you see your horse while you're climbing in the doors, you'll look at he gets the parachute on, and just shoots the horse up into the air.
It's really
at like fucking warp speed. It's fucking hilarious to watch.
Have you seen the sheep get pulled
no,
up?
No, I haven't. Oh, God.
I'll show it to you.
Go ahead, talk.
Comes, but
talk.
It's...
It is not... It looks crazy good.
It does.
And actually, this... The
sheep jokes.
Even though I was waiting to see the exclamation mark, and it never happens.
You hear the voice.
The stealth mechanics of this game are actually probably the best ones in a Metal Gear today.
It's because the actual movement controls are pretty decent.
Yeah.
That helps a lot.
It did take a little bit really of getting used to, because you can snap into a turn really quick.
Yeah, you can snap into a Slim Jim.
God, I miss Slim Jims.
Yeah.
Got me a good Slim Jim, bro.
But once you got used to it, it was actually really efficient.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you're trying to dodge shit in the floor before you hit it.
So you at least saw, and this is, they've been in other games before, but I am going to say that the skulls are in the game. Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are, that kind of tested my metal a little bit. I'm trying to figure out how to get around that.
You
know what? I just got on the horse, and I just ran.
Yeah, I had to figure out how to be stealthy around that, and that was a pain in the ass. But in general, like,
that's what the sheep said.
Well, he said that was bad.
It was really bad.
But like in general, I've heard the game approaches 60 plus hours. Which is, and I can imagine if you do all the side missions, it's even longer.
It wouldn't surprise me.
You need to finish it so that I can play.
It's a long game, and I've been busy.
Also what the sheep said.
Here we go.
Component to it, though, is that they, each mission, it plays each mission like an episode of a TV series.
Hmm.
Yeah, so it has the
after each mission, it runs some sort of abbreviated credit for that mission.
Okay.
Yeah, like
I'll get into it.
What all characters were in the mission.
That's kind of sweet.
That sort of thing. Yeah.
Oh, he's doing it.
So Kojima kind of made it episodic.
Yeah, his name is all over it, even though they took his name out of it.
Actually, no, they didn't.
This guy's hilarious.
His name is still on the credits.
But it's not on the cover, and it's not on...
Oh, yeah.
He's got his name in the fucking game like 80,000 times in the first hour, so...
Yeah.
He doesn't need it on the front cover, I guess.
Yeah, I'm looking at how long to beat, which is usually my go-to for this. If you do just the main story, 32 hours. Main plus extras, 55 hours. Completionist, 107 hours. Because you can go back on the missions and S-rank them if you want to.
I told you you could S-rank them.
I didn't say you couldn't.
Right, here we go.
It's a Konami game. Of course there's an S-rank.
I don't need to hear it.
What?
I don't need to hear it.
Hear what?
The guy.
Oh. You have to wait. He's about to go get the sheep.
Of course there's an S-rank. It's a Konami game.
But, like, in general, the game... It feels, in stretches, it feels like you're doing... It feels like sometimes the side missions are somewhat unbeatable. And I know you haven't gotten that far, but I figured out why. It's like they're numbered as to when... I assume when you're actually supposed to do it. So, like, I'm on mission 8 of the main missions.
Yeah.
And I have a side mission. It's mission 55, but I don't have the right equipment to...
Oh, here it goes. Here it is. You ready? Hold on. He's coming. I thought he hit him. All right, here it goes. Here it comes.
Right. Yes, there we go. Go, sheep!
Man! Oh, it's amazing.
But it's very solid. In fact, you can see influences of some other... Cloak and Dagger games in it.
Cloak and Dagger.
Well, and here's the other thing, too. Like, I know he didn't get to finish Silent Hill, and I'm not a big fan of the Silent Hill stuff, but I don't know a lot of people are, because it's his other kind of big deal, you know?
Yeah.
But there's a lot of crazy-ass supernatural bullshit in that game that is pretty entertaining.
Yeah, there is. But, I mean, the other games had it, too, because of Psycho Mantis.
Right.
So, I mean, from what I can tell, that looked like Psycho Mantis at the start of this game. Small little spoiler, but everybody knows he's going to show up at some point.
What?
So, I mean, it looks like they're just expanding on that character, making him more powerful, whatever.
It's just... So. I'm putting it up. It's going to probably make one of my Game of the Year lists.
Easily.
And I'm not saying that because of reviews. I went into it skeptical, not knowing what to expect.
Yeah.
I didn't know if it was going to be half-assed, but...
because it was going to be, not because it was his last game, but because I was wondering what Konami was going to do to it.
Yeah.
And I think, like you just said, I think he went way above and beyond with this game to make it like the best thing that he could possibly do on his exit.
Yeah,
and he's you know, he's a veteran. I mean, Kojima's been doing games since the fucking 80s.
Yeah, but you know,
it's nice seeing somebody who's a classic designer like that.
Yeah.
Go completely off the rails and make something that's both fresh and still old school at the same time.
Right. And also see him not to be afraid to let his team insert elements from other very successful games that were along that same vein, like Splinter Cell. Like, you know, there are some of those elements in this game that weren't in any of the previous Metal Gears.
That's true. And I think I had a bad taste in my mouth because of Ground Zeroes. Not because Ground Zeroes is bad, but because it was $30 for an open sandbox level, basically.
Yeah.
Which there's a lot to do in that, and you can replay it several different times and do different objectives, but I was like, I really hope that it's not using that to pad it out, and it's really not.
After messing with both, I can kind of see why they did it. Because
it sets up the premise. I'm glad I played it the week before.
Yeah, it sets up the premise, but also I think it gave them a way to play with a lot of those new mechanics they were inserting.
Yeah, but we didn't have the parachutes in Ground Zeroes.
No, but it'd
been amazing.
You know what I mean as far as, you know, a lot of the new sneaking mechanics, the marking mechanics. You know, that probably gave them a way to mess with those.
That's the thing I mean about it being video gaming. Like, if this was like Call of Duty doing this, you'd have been first person and you'd have snuck around, but it wouldn't have been the same. And this,
it's just like thinking Call of Duty, if you could put a parachute on your enemy and
that would piss off somebody.
Oh, it'd be so amazing. Trank them and then do it. Oh, it'd be so amazing. I'd play the shit out of that. Oh.
But it's good. It's video gaming in all the right ways. Like the whole thing with you finding materials and finding the diamonds and it giving you the little arcade stuff, like, you know, it's not so self-serious that you can't put a parachute on a sheep or, you know, you can't mark all your targets and see them through walls. Like, those are things in games that make them fun that you don't need the extra realism for it. It looks realistic enough for the graphics, but the actual gameplay is video gamey as hell.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. But they use the graphics to their advantage because, let's face it, the environments in those maps are insanely good.
It's some of the best looking graphics I've seen to date.
I mean, Witcher 3 is sharp on the Xbox. This looks a little bit better.
Well, comparing Xbox version versus PC, I will still say Witcher reigns supreme on PC, but that shit looks amazing.
Hence the reason I said on Xbox. Do you need a bottle opener?
It's making me mad.
Do you need a bottle opener?
I don't need a bottle opener. Thank you.
I got one.
I saw that, dude. That's awesome.
If you need it, I got one for you.
On your Guinness hat?
My Guinness hat.
That's some Guinness sandals with a bottle opener.
Oh, just think. If one of us gets really drunk and loses one, that person has another one, baby. Boom. Just saying.
Sandals with a hat.
Oh, be amazing.
You have to wear that to every party now, Arl.
I do. I will. Don't you worry. Just
I have Guinness underpants.
Where's the bottle opener on that?
Right in the center, baby.
Or is it in the back?
Only if he's in Thailand.
So he has to clench his cheeks.
I can clench.
I can't even see it.
The great butt clench of 2015.
He can twist off non-twist off tops. Butt clenching, huh?
Butt clenching 101.
So I will not say names, but I had some friends over recently.
His sheep can do that too.
And one of my friends is a burlesque dancer, and she's gotten very creative with her act. Apparently, she can cross her beer can between her ass cheeks. Yeah, so we're all hanging out. We're all hanging out playing Cards Against Humanity, and she's like, "I got this trick," and she drops her pants. I'm like, "What the fuck's going on?"
Well, then, where were we? Why didn't we get invited?
I know, right?
Burlesque dancer dropped her.
Oh my god!
I thought, "Is she mooning me? What the fuck's going on?" And she says,
"You're like, I didn't realize. Just got hold on. I'm ready to go.
That's not this kind of party." So she puts the beer that she has before she opens it and then crushes the beer between her ass cheeks. And well, I got to clean a shitload of beer, but
well,
I'm wait, proceeded
to crush a
literally
bottle of water
a shitload of beer.
She crushed a full can of beer
between her ass cheeks.
Between her ass. That's even more amazing. When that's you first told me this, I thought it was an empty beer can.
Okay, here's
but
the thing,
no, this
though.
Was full.
I'm imagining this is supposed to be a selling point, but do you really want that to be your dick?
I know I do.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that makes that feat even more amazing.
Squeeze it so hard I can't feel the tip.
Watch this for a second.
I think that you guys should just
packed in with that card,
get her making diamonds.
Well, she also used to work for the circus, so, I mean, she's used to these kind of sideshow things.
Then I won.
So,
not that kind of sideshow thing.
I got done with that creature twice.
So, but that being said, that was pretty off the rails.
Like a crazy train.
Like crazy train.
Yeah,
crazy
train. Don't sing it! We'll get sued. Don't you sing it, Rusty. Woo.
Close call there.
I'm glad I was here. Because Babs wouldn't have stopped you. She'd have been like, sing it!
Yeah, I would have.
Then she would have like downed like a bottle of Jack and puked in your pocket.
No. Puked in your pocket.
She's so small she can just fit in it. Like,
So speaking of small people, I was talking to my sister who's also a miniature.
Shut your hole.
Meh. And I was
what is with you always having little people as your assistant?
Hey, what do you have? Why is she so mad? What do you have against the vertically challenged community?
Against the
I am
people?
The vertically challenged community, motherfucker.
What do you have? Well, apparently not. You're sitting all high and mighty in your avatar.
Yeah, I've got my chair sitting up all high. I'm
well,
like Edith Ann.
You have forgotten where
you
come from.
Can't even touch the floor.
I know
generally
she can't.
Not.
You've forgotten where you came from. You forgot where you came from.
They're not.
How dare you?
Well, this person is actually shorter than Babs.
I know she is.
Yeah.
And I was asking her how she made a bed.
It's not easy. If you have a bed that's butted up against a wall, like a twin bed,
she uses a step foot.
I know what we're talking about is I was like, so you remember those things back in the 80s who used to like the little claw arm thing so you could get stuff behind the couch? It's like, get a pair of those and just use your little T-Rex arm to grab the corners.
Her T-Rex.
Well, have you seen that cartoon of the T-Rex with them? It says unstoppable.
This is.
Did she go?
Yeah, we both.
This is a valid
around.
Question, though, because her husband is as tall as I am.
Maybe taller.
Yeah, a little bit.
Maybe
taller.
A little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
He is. It's true.
So, either they have to have a bed tall enough that she needs a step.
Well, she said
stool.
It's a king size, so she has to get on the bed to pull the corners together. And then she has to walk it up.
Yeah, I'll bet she does too.
Or
I'm totally picturing
unstoppable. Sink.
Or a bed frame that sits down far enough that, you know, he's basically falling on his ass to get into bed.
Man. They have one of those little mini trampolines that she runs, jumps, boing. Does a backflip.
Actually, man. That one surprised me considering I've seen video proof.
She
of
did.
Her jumping off of ropes in platform heels.
She used to be a teeny tiny little wrestler.
Oh, well, that's right.
She did.
Yeah,
she was an acrobat, wasn't she?
She had to wear 5-inch platform heels just to be able to stay in the same height as all the other women.
Yeah.
She gave
well,
her husband.
She's actually, was she 4'10"?
Ish.
Ish. 4'9", 4'10".
So.
Like
she's wee.
She is wee.
I'm still not even a foot taller than her. So, I mean, I don't got a lot of room to talk.
No, you don't. It's bad when all of us stood together for that picture at your party.
We all had to bend our knees?
Yeah, we're all, like, crouching so that...
Ouch!
So that Justin doesn't look too small.
Get him a phone book, y'all. Come on.
Yeah, there's actually a picture of... me, Babs, Earl, and a couple of other friends, and Earl looks like a fucking looming ogre.
I can't help it.
Do you have lights? You know what I'm talking about? That picture we took where we're all playing cards, and you're in the back, is like,
Arr!
And so, Amy looks like a freaking, like...
Oh, you didn't see it?
I always always look like I'm photoshopped into every picture because I'm so much shorter than everybody else.
She's superimposed.
Like I do. I look like I'm photoshopped in by one of these people who has absolutely no sense of scale.
Hey, they just call it fun sized. It's okay.
Oh, here it is.
Look,
right
look, look how little.
I think they called it bite sized.
Earl, what the fuck is that face, dude?
Earl, look how much taller you are.
Oh, I know. I know.
Oh, you pulled up the same picture. Yeah.
Or like that picture of
I know,
Mikey.
I can't help it.
Yeah, oh,
everybody.
Yeah.
We're like, well, he's in the whole picture and I'm
like,
over here in the
he
corner.
He has like the worst
smile hey there, little buddy.
I look like a ventriloquist dummy.
With your head. Up your ass.
Oh, on an off subject, next Saturday, me and the missus get to go up to Noble, Oklahoma.
Nope.
Which is what? For Kendall's, the restaurant.
Oh,
what's Kendall's?
Oh,
I finally won the contest.
The chicken fried steak.
I know, the great big chicken fried steak.
What?
Oh. It took me a year and a half, but damn it, I won.
I know.
What'd you do to win?
What'd you do?
Oh, I shared their picture enough, and they draw so many names. And then I shared one a couple Friday back in August. I shared one on a Friday, and I checked it the next day, and my name was like the second.
This chicken fried steak is insane. Yeah. It's like the size of my laptop.
If you ever go on my Facebook and you just see people with food and it says Kendall's, that's
what
place.
That's about. Because I only see you share it and I was like, what the fuck is this about?
He's trying to find. He's
trying
to
win.
Food.
My wife was like, 2.5 hours is a long time for a drive. And I said,
no,
if I win, can we go? And she's like, if you win. And it's right there.
Boom.
Damn. Holy
shit. Look at that fucker.
But they have a competition that they do where they put two of those together. And they give you two salads. They give you two. They give you two helpings of green beans.
Do they give you a cardiologist?
But it's a challenge, right?
They braid the steaks together.
Yeah, pretty much. So they do
like
it.
Some braided steak
you get two cinnamon rolls because you get a free cinnamon roll with
what
this.
What the fuck?
Yeah,
you need that.
I want the cinnamon roll. Yes, I do. But anyways,
I want the cardiologist.
So that Saturday that I saw they had a kid come in,
right?
And I guess he does the professional eating contest, and this kid is just like little.
Would love to have.
But he has a shirt that says "I live to eat," and he did the competition and had everything ate in 32 minutes. It was crazy.
Damn.
Wow, that's one hell of a metabolism.
Yeah, I will show you this. Yeah, I was like, man, how did you do that?
Kid probably runs marathons.
I'll show you right here. Let me show you.
Yeah.
So photos.
There's
photos.
No way.
He did. No, they recorded it. Let me see here. Chicken fried challenge. Here we go, right here.
I don't know.
Oh, wait. No, man, it's not going to be on there. Hold on.
I can't even think of that. The chicken fried steak, there's too much there.
Uploads.
That's saying something from a big guy.
I do like me a chicken fried steak, though.
Oh yeah,
right there. They record it and everything. 32 minutes.
What?
32.
They recorded
minutes. Yeah, they record every one. Yep.
Yeah.
For the challenge. For the challenge, they make sure you do it.
Dude looks like a fairly athletic guy.
He's kind of as big as my thigh, dude.
See, here's the beginning. See right there. So see it as you can see. There's a camera.
Yep.
Right there. And see, this is everything that you have to eat right there. This is the great big thing. See, you get two helpings of green beans.
Holy shit, dude.
You get two cinnamon rolls. You get a great big salad. You get two mashed potatoes and gravies. And you get that. See, this is what it looks like when you start the challenge.
Holy
shit. See how they record it? They record everyone. You get like an hour to do it in.
That would be like equivalent to eating an entire medium.
Lisa went up there and just got the regular chicken fried steak.
You said it. You're a
dipshit.
And she said she had
dickhead.
Enough leftovers.
You know what
for
happens when
days.
You see the S word? Damn.
But yeah, I'm going. We're going. Ooh, I got chicken fried steak.
I need to make that on a cheat day. I've been
I'm going to take so many pictures.
Since I've been quitting actual smoking, I've been eating like shit.
Oh, yeah, you're gaining weight.
You
gained weight. I gained a lot of weight after I started smoking. I just blamed it on my wife's first pregnancy.
Well, it's like I've been really grumpy. So, like, even my mom noticed since she brought me some enchiladas the other day. So,
did your grandpa make the enchiladas?
No, it's my mother used to work for the restaurant.
Oh, okay.
Oh. And my mother actually makes better enchiladas than my grandpa.
Does your grandpa still make tamales?
Really
yes.
Good.
And is there any way I can write a letter and maybe tug on a heartstring
and
get some free tamales?
He's broker than you, Earl. You should probably buy them.
You know what? I'm tired of people telling me people are broke and I need to buy shit.
I'm broke. You need to buy me.
Oh, baby, I'm not
Actually, would you guys eat tamales?
I love tamales.
Some night, I'll buy some.
I think if he did rest, your sheep would get jealous.
They are jumbo size.
Yeah, baby.
12 inches of warm, hot goodness.
Listen, this is what I do. This is what I do. Warm, hot,
what?
This is what I do to tamales. This is my tamale. This is my tamale wrangling right here. So I make sure they're nice and plump. And I
Giggity. Yeah, but my mother knows the...
Gave me goosebumps.
Too. I know, baby. I
still would have stopped at goo.
So, she knows that I like it hot.
Whoa!
Yeah! Hey. Yeah!
Who's mom?
Oh, mama!
Oh. Destin was homeschooled. You know what he told me one time? He lost his... He scored with the teacher when he was 12. You do the math. You do the math.
She is a saint! She is a saint!
Dorothy Mantooth is a saint.
My mother is a saint. She, has
she
never,
is a saint.
You know, I told my mom she could never listen
I
to
I know, that's why I do that joke. I say she's a saint.
So I haven't played the game because I
haven't even
told
my mother the name of the show.
Because I don't have a cool PS4, but I have been watching Until Dawn.
Yeah, I've heard
and
there's a lot.
And that is an amazing game. Just the graphics... I don't know, anybody else played it or
seen it? It's basically
choose
your own adventure. I just don't have enough money.
Yeah, it's basically the situation, what you do. It's kind of like, you know what I'm saying? Like
well,
how...
It's the same guy that did Heavy Rain or...
Uh-huh. Life is Beautiful. It's like Life is Beautiful. That's the genre that it's in. But it's actually really, really good.
It's basically a modern adventure game.
Yeah, and it's a cliche horror movie. And it's really good.
All I know is...
I was actually looking for it to rent the other day because we actually have a store that rents stuff around here.
Yeah. Family Video.
Or Vintage Chuck, actually.
True.
Vintage Chuck is too.
It's actually really good. It has a lot of famous actors in it. It's got the Hayden, Panettiere. Hayden Pantera. It's got the Russian dude. It's got the Russian dude from Bad Boys 2.
Yeah, he's the Devlin Constantine.
Paul or Peter Stromare. It's got the dude from iRobot in it, but it's really, really good. It's got like a weak ass version of the Wendigo.
Does it don't even look like a Wendigo?
Stop spoiling shit.
Well, no, it tells you about it. They talk about it, but no, it's actually really, really good. I liked it. Yeah. It's cool how you can.
It's got like 36 endings or something.
Oh my
right?
God, it's crazy. I watched the thing. I watched the thing on how you can make everyone live or how you can make everybody die. It's really, really cool.
Based on the choices that you make and the things that you do in each scene.
Yeah, and the way that they give you clues is totems, but if you don't watch the totems, then you will make a lot of mistakes.
Although I was actually seeing, too, that it's about 8 hours of gameplay. It's just they have so many different endings and so many ways to play that the idea is for you to replay the story several times.
Well, it says it has a strict autosave system to prevent players from reloading previous save files.
It sure does.
Which actually, that's a good idea, though.
Yeah.
All I know is, that's actually really good. All I know of the game is this. I'm coming out of the bathroom one day, and
that's
Rusty
not a
goes,
good way to start a story.
I know,
I'm
right? Rusty goes, hey, dude, you got to watch this video.
Did you watch him?
His favorite streamer played it.
Professor Broman. Professor Broman.
Ah, Professor Broman. God, I just had a Professor Broman boner.
And evidently,
was that a Broner? A Broner.
It's a Broner.
A Broner.
It's a Broner. It's a Broner.
Broner. I'm going to tell him you said that.
You're welcome.
All right.
He,
tell him Tilkas has a Broner.
Evidently,
for you.
The.
Grandpa Earl got a Broner.
Evidently, the game had him freaking out enough that his fiance was able to jump scare him.
That's hilarious.
Bad.
So, Rooster Teeth is doing a Let's Watch for it, and they're just hilarious. But yeah, like every YouTuber's
is it
doing
Jeff
it.
Planet?
It's all of them. Yeah.
I prefer the stuff with Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff, yeah. But what's funny, though, is the strongest character in the entire game is the towel that Hayden Panettiere wears in the very beginning. It's hilarious. It's like the strongest character in the entire game. But yeah, no, it's actually really fun. It's really good. I like it.
I'm really interested in playing it. There's a lot of stuff. Phantom Pain came out.
Yeah.
And then Taken King's coming out next week, and so I had to trade stuff to afford both, which I hated doing.
Aww. Oh, look at what's you. Trade?
Look at you. Guys, he's already tied with Professor Broman. Look at that.
Are you doing it from our Twitter?
No, it's from my Twitter.
So I watched one of the guys at work. Hey, one of the guys at work does Twitch. He does Rocket League, so I watch him.
Yeah, what was I going to say? I ended up trading some stuff that I'm going to get later. And I actually am really sad about this. I didn't have enough money,
but they were giving $36 for my copy of Final Fantasy X Remake for PS3. My PS3's broke, and I'm borrowing Trent's right now, but I traded that in for $6.
It's not bad.
It was a collector's edition with like a coffee book and a bunch of other shit.
That sucks. Nice. That would make me sad.
So it was like a $70 version of that game.
Oh.
So if you want to do something nice for Justin, I'm not saying it on the microphone, but you can buy that back for him and give it to him as a present, and he would love you. But don't say
trust me. If he traded that in, once the store puts it on the shelf, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Truth. Yeah, and I did that because my pals on the show want to play Destiny the Taken King so bad, and if it doesn't add up, I'm going to be fucking pissed as shit.
Oh, look how he's turning it back on you!
You didn't
look
do what that to me!
Hey, flipped it back on you!
You didn't do that to me!
Hey, I did.
Hey, he did.
Don't put that evilness on me, Ricky Bobby. You should play that for him.
Don't you put that evilness on me, Ricky Bobby!
It's been a mixed week for gaming, because I'm watching Amy over here play the Fallout Shelter. Because she's fucking addicted.
He needs to know. He's over here whining, always problem.
We've been giving each other tips about things that we ought to do to make our shelter better.
You've been giving her tips.
And
I don't know if I want to tweet this. I'm just gonna.
What is it?
No.
But
I'm just gonna.
You should say Grandpa Earl has a broner for you.
You should say that. At Tilcast at Broman.
Yeah, do it. Tell it. Say, Grandpa Earl has a broner for you. Now,
your broner at Tilcast.com.
I do want you to know I am well on my way to finally completing Dragon Age Origins. I am one step away from the Landsmeet. I'm in the Elven Alien. I'm in the Alien. Listen, I get to play, listen to this, Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays.
It's a bad
schedule. I get to play when the kids take a nap. My daughter likes to take a short nap, so I get like an hour to an hour and a half. Now, I have had to backtrack a couple times because I messed up. I sided with Bronca.
Okay.
Went ahead, destroyed the golems. We let her be down there in the forge. She's crazy. I did. I've escaped from Fort Draken.
And he has gotten his money. Well, I paid for that game.
Hell yeah,
your money's worth.
Oh, let me tell you,
I haven't even hit the expansion. Listen, that's another 30 hours.
Listen, that's okay. Listen, I am rocking it.
I'm just gonna skip Christmas present for Earl.
You should. That's
this.
Fine. That's fine. Yeah. You could if you want to give me a Christmas present, you can get me a Google Play gift card.
Or no, give him the same birthday present he gave us.
Oh, a dollar would be great. Oh, my God.
Just give him a dollar.
Give me a dollar. That'd be great. I'll give me a cup of coffee at IHOP. I'll even invite you along, bro. We'll go get us a coffee.
Wow.
Go get us a coffee at IHOP, bro.
I was playing Fallout Shelter, and the game-breaking Android bug hit me. And my game froze up.
Oh, no.
At 140 volt.
Oh, no.
With epic weapon. You know, as epic as they get.
Oh, not, shit.
Not, I don't have fucking Gauss rifles like Amy over here.
Yeah, I've got...
Well, Amy really likes to cheat.
She has a Fat Man. She has a Gauss rifle. She has...
Fine.
What else? What are your other weapons now?
I have the alien...
The alien blaster? Shooter.
Yeah, I do.
And she was playing, like, what, three at a time?
Yeah.
What, some on your iPad, I don't know, on your phone?
No, I'm just playing three on my iPad. I don't give a shit about the ones on my phone.
But, yeah, so it froze up, and the only way to get it to actually play was to uninstall it and reinstall it, which meant I lost all progress.
Aww.
So I got pissed, and I didn't even start another vault. I just left it alone, and instead played a different game. I sold a bunch of Steam cards. Because, you know, you get those trading cards and you can put them on the market. And I bought Sheltered for $14. I didn't buy it for $14. I actually paid about 35 cents because I sold enough cards that I wasn't using to buy another game.
Except, actually, you kind of suck at it because all your people died.
Well, yeah, Sheltered is like Fallout Shelter a lot. It's more of an 8-bit version. It's not as big a vault. Everything is like the white trash version of the vault.
Plus, all your people died.
All my people died. We were one big podcast family that I made in the vault. It was the Nossa Tilts. Because you have to have two people, and you have to have two parents, two adults, and two kids. So me and Earl were adults, and then it was Rusty and Jason were kids. So apparently
we know what he thinks of us.
Wait a second. What did you say?
I said me and Earl were the adults, and you and Jason were the kids.
This is not cool.
I want to know.
It was fun to meet.
Now,
it was
Daddy.
Fun to meet two bald-headed kids. I put you guys in a couple of hoodies, which I thought was funny because you look like a couple of thugs.
I can't wear a hoodie at school.
You were like Unabomber Junior.
I can't wear a hoodie at school. They won't let me.
Yeah. Well, they have pants that look like cargo pants. So
they
I found cargo pants and two dudes with beards were the parents, and then of course, you know, the two bald kids. But we didn't last very long. I was actually the first person to die, and then it was Rusty, and then it was Earl, and then it was Jason.
Man, I did not live Jason.
Final survivor.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, I gave you the hyper perk, and apparently that paid off. And that was totally opposite of your normal life, because really, Earl should have had the hyper perk.
But I should have, but
yeah. But basically, you roll a character, and you have random stats that you can. I say random. There's like 10 selections of stats that you can give each character, and they're different for kids as they are from adults. The kids can't exceed like 3 in any one stat, and the main character or the adults can only go up to 9. But they're always opposites. It's like you can have a really brawny character, but he'll be really dumb. Or you can have a really smart character.
He's going to be really dumb.
He's going to be really dumb.
He's going to be really dumb.
And with the kids, like you have perks like hyper, you have impatient, heavy sleeper, light eater. Hyper. Light eater is a good one.
Really?
I gave you the light eater.
Yeah.
Thank you!
So.
Fucking long distance high five.
Should have given him heavy sleeper.
Fuck you.
No, you had the hyper perk. Earl had the heavy sleeper perk.
Yeah, dude.
Well, I mean, that's how he looked.
I forgot what perk I had.
I do enjoy a good nap.
But
especially with kids, you really need the good nap.
But so what we... So basically what the game is you get to build a lot of stuff. So like Fallout Shelter, you build rooms. You can build rooms in Shelter, but it's... And this is on Xbox One as well. It's in Alpha. But... Yeah. You scavenge materials from the wasteland, and you send your characters out on a route, kind of like Oregon Trail, but not linear.
Oregon Trail. Awesome.
But so you send them out on a route, and you have to send them with like a gas mask, and then you send them with like weapons. And if you run into people, you can trade with them, you can flee,
or you can kill them,
or you can kill or subdue them. And then killing or subdue them affects kind of like how your character's mental status and their trauma status is. But when you go into a fight, it's kind of like Final Fantasy IV. So you have some basic attacks, basically.
Right.
And then, but then you'll send them, and they'll get a bunch of supplies, and they can only carry so much. And so you're getting stuff like rubber. You're getting stuff like water.
Yeah, baby.
You're getting food or all sorts of materials. And then you combine those materials to make different elements to your shelter.
Nope.
Your stuff wears down. So, like, your oxygen filter wears down. Your water filter runs down. People die. People will die from things like radiation poisoning or starvation, dehydration, not pooping enough.
Hot.
I do.
But long story short, like, you can die basically of dysentery.
I don't want to die of dysentery. Right. Did I die of dysentery?
I'd hang myself
first. But
you forgot how I died?
I died.
Justin probably would because he won't use a porta potty because of squirrels.
You're fucking after my nuts.
Oh, you ran Rusty off.
So,
man,
this is going to sound pretty bizarre, but one of the things that you can do when you're getting rid of a character in your shelter is harvest, and I did not know what that meant. So I had Rusty harvest me.
What the fuck?
Harvest actually added food. So you, we turned her into a bunch of cannibals.
You ate him? No wonder you died of dysentery. You're not supposed to eat raw flesh.
It freaked out everybody inside my shelter.
He probably got mad cow disease.
Did me and Jason get freaked out?
Yeah, everybody got freaked out.
Oh, man.
And so I started burying people after that, but it cost resources to bury, so I didn't want to bury anybody else. So I got down to one person. I just sent him out in the wasteland, or out on top of the surface of the vault, until he got radiation poisoning and died. I waited for the black rain to come, and that goes a little faster. So
nice.
It's a really bizarre game, but I'm having a lot of fun with it. It's a really good game for, like, dude, you're getting off work and you just want to, like, kill some steam and just sit there and...
Or people?
Like,
dude.
Like, you can eat dinner while you play it.
Or, you know, eat your family?
You can eat your family, yes.
Sometimes you get tired.
Well, I started up a new one. We ran out of food really quick, and so I waited for the dog to die, and we ate the dog.
So I'm going to go with, what the fuck is wrong with you?
This is really freaking dark, dude.
It is really dark. It's a pretty cool game, though. It just, that's what the difference between this and Fallout Shelter is. Fallout Shelter is, like, you are managing meters to per se, but you got to be intelligent with how you do it. So I've only got four slots on my guy when I send him out to the wasteland, so I'm going to this school to get supplies, and it's always random when I visit it. So, you know, I need to get springs because I want to upgrade my air duct. I also need to get, you know, I need to get a book because my guys need to basically not be depressed. And I need to get a toy for the kids because the kids don't read books. They play with toys.
Ah, fuck not being depressed. Just eat your family.
Right.
So, it's like steak.
You know, or I need rubber to build a shower. So, you know.
Yeah, you do, baby. Yeah, you do.
With your sheep.
Bad sheep.
Bad.
Wow.
I think he just called you a sheep.
Me. I did.
I'm pretty sure he did, Pinos.
Whoa.
Oh, she just took the gloves off.
Oh, damn.
I sat on that thing for 4 years.
The gauntlet has been thrown.
Yeah, you sat on that thing for 4 years.
She just angered
me. Derailed.
Oh. Oh. I learned it from watching her.
Oh. But. So, did it ever get uncomfortable, or did you just enjoy it the whole time?
He was there for 4 years. I'm imagining he was pretty happy.
Listen, God's already punished you and took away your hythe, okay? Don't make him take away your taste buds and ruin the other thing you love in this world, wine. Okay?
I do love wine.
Why don't you take away your taste buds? You can't taste no more. Then wine becomes nothing.
Oh, no, wine would not become nothing.
Oh, it would. It should become water.
Oh, no, that's Jesus. That's not me. Or, you know, the Antichrist, actually, since it would be wine into water.
I said he would just take it away, and it would just be like drinking water. You would be able to taste it. Like, oh, it's liquid.
You'd still feel it, though.
That and, you know, I'm Catholic, so it's a religious experience and shit.
Oh, okay.
You have to practice being Catholic to really claim that.
Well,
she just practices communion on a daily basis.
I don't need
the
crackers. To practice. I'm already good at it.
Oh, shit. Just because you bitch and moan doesn't mean you're good at it.
All right, break.
So, we got a break?
No.
So,
I'm just breaking that conversation.
Yeah. So
sooner or later, lightning's gonna happen.
Dojinrock! Dojinrock! What? Oh my god! You're like inhaling that. There goes the liver.
As Rusty and I also know, because we did video for it last week.
Hey Corey Hart, why you got your glasses on?
You also played some of the Long Dark, which is still on.
Oh yeah, and then I think, did Trent upload it yet?
I don't think so.
I uploaded it to him late. And he reminded me.
Oh, you see, you did it me, dude.
I did it you.
All right, then.
Yeah, he reminded me on Wednesday. He's like, did you guys do anything this week? And I was like, oh, shit.
Dun, dun,
he's like, you need dun, to get that up dun. To me pretty quick. So it may or may not be up, but it'll be up soon.
No. The last video we have is Elite Dangerous.
So Long Dark will be up soon. And to kind of give you an idea of what it is, it's another survival game, and people know I like those.
With a dirty name.
No, What? Fuck, I don't know.
Yeah, and basically Long Dark is you're up in the Canadian wilderness. There's been some kind of, like, what? Electromagnetic something. Some kind of event happens, and all the power is out, and you crash your plane out in the Canadian wilderness.
Basically that thing that all the paranoid people are building shelters for.
Yeah, basically.
It's an electromagnetic event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, the idea is that the poles reversed. And you're in somewhere in the, you know, Canadian wilderness, and you kind of have to survive.
Yeah,
against wolves and bears and things. Oh my!
Yeah,
and tigers and bears. Oh my!
And so I didn't explore it on the video as much because I was trying to do it within a reasonable amount of time. It's not a game that you can play short play very easily, but it is fairly difficult to survive because a lot of it has to do with scavenging or hunting or things like that, and you don't usually find a rifle as fast as I did. I think I found two rifles, didn't I?
Yeah.
And I actually had gotten into the game. I got about 3 hours into the game, or 2 hours into the game, to get to a spot where I had shit. so that I didn't start off from scratch. And the idea was so it wasn't just a lot of me just trying to make sure I survived a few nights to kind of get past the, you know, the initial survival spurt. So, but there's a lot of inventory management. I know that doesn't sound fun. But
well, it sounds fun to me.
Well, of course it does to you. You love inventory.
Oh, inventory is like the thing to do, man. That's why games are made, man.
So, but the management side of that is like...
You watch my 7 days to die, sir.
Yeah.
Never mind.
But that being said, like a lot of it, your food spoils. You have to cook food a lot of times. You find a lot of random items, you know.
Isn't it, though?
You,
it
really is.
You tear up your clothes to make better clothes, you know. It's
I'm moist. Yes!
That's Bab's favorite word, isn't it?
Moist!
Don't you love that word?
Hey, dainty is worse.
Three,
God,
two,
I fucking
one.
Hate that word.
Moist!
Boom.
It was a double moist from both sides.
Phrasing.
Wow.
Quite dainty moist.
Whatever it was, it was
dainty
not
moist.
Dainty.
It was moist.
But that being said, like, the game to me, because it's... You gotta survive the cold, because that plays a factor into, and your hunger and your thirst and your basic health.
Yes.
And I on purpose like attacked wolves, basically.
And
I just ran into them.
Yeah, and you killed one with your knife.
I did kill one with my
knife,
which is kind of awesome.
Wow.
It was awesome.
And then I
Bloody
just
that's
I ran,
a big knife. That's not a knife.
I ran straight into a bear.
You did.
He was sleeping in a cave. And I just shot him right in the face, and apparently that just pissed him off.
Well, I mean, you don't...
And that was generally pretty intense, though, wasn't it?
It was.
Like, the way they framed that and the way they shot that is pretty cool.
You guys will love it when you watch the video, because both of these fuckers visibly recoil when that bear goes off.
What the fuck? It was awesome.
Nice. And I totally, you know, we saw it coming because we initiated, but...
Yeah, you did.
And they still look like a couple of girls jumping back
shut
in their seats.
Bitch.
But I really like the way they shoot that. And then when your bear.
Yeah, you are.
When the bear's pissed and he attacks you and he's like basically roughed you up.
Mauling your face.
Some people like when bears rough them up.
Well, your vision gets a little dizzy.
I'll bet.
And if you turn too fast, everything gets really blurry and you can kind of only see straight past. And it does that whole thing where it kind of looks like you're on acid.
Yep.
If you've never done acid, don't practice. That's always close enough. But it does some cool effects with the camera work. And it's genuinely a good-looking game. It's a cel-shaded Unity game.
I mean, the visuals
for when it's really dark, too, is really cool.
The visuals are really good. I mean, the only complaint I can say I really have about the game being in alpha is just that they've set the camera too low.
Yeah, it feels like you're crawling around on your knees, doesn't it?
No.
Especially when you run into that bear.
It looks like the character
right
you're
me.
Playing is I part of the Munchkin Guild. You
like
know,
I said, probably just about right
member.
For me.
Yeah.
It shouldn't look much different. The grass is about chest high.
Fuck
you. Follow the Rick Road. Follow the yellow Rick Road. Follow the yellow Rick Road.
This is what happens when you record too late.
Man.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Babs.
Babs.
I hate every single one of you, and I'm going to put you in a game as my family and eat you.
Babs.
Not in the way that you would prefer.
That's not what I just heard.
Your guts are amazing.
Amazing guts.
Your guts are amazing.
All right, I'm good.
Wow.
So,
I've had my fill.
You want me to save the last game for after break?
What's the last game?
Smite.
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 I've played a shitload of Smite recently.
You played Smite?
I played Smite.
Wow.
Smite.
I've been playing Smite for a really long time, but I put it down.
Okay.
I don't know the exact price, but back when it was an alpha, I'd heard about it, just saying, you know, because, like, the DC MOBA came out, and MOBA basically being, like, a Dota-style game.
Yes.
Or a League-style game. Mm-hmm. And the camera's set behind your character, so it plays like a first-person shooter slash...
That's not a first-person shooter if it's
You mean a third-person?
A third-person, but... Yeah, that was bad.
very bad.
But
so it's suicidal.
No. So, all right.
So here's the thing about Smite.
My brother played Smite for a little bit.
When I got it, there was like 15 characters, and it was $10 to get like an unlimited pack to get all the gods as long as they released them.
Yeah.
So I spent $10 about a year and a half, 2 years ago. Played it for about a month, and I was like, this game's not bad.
And it sucks.
But there was only 10 characters, and the graphics are very much in alpha stage. They've since dressed up the graphics a shitload, and they've added, there's like 66 characters. So,
well, there's a lot of people. What's that?
I'm going to say.
So, long story short, looks better. They've rebalanced all the gods, because what Smite is it's a MOBA with gods.
Gods.
Right. So I've been playing. Yeah, I've been using Anubis a lot, which is one of my go-tos right now.
He's an Egyptian god.
He's an Egyptian god.
I passed humanities, guys.
I'm really good. Nice. Well, I've been using a lot of the Egyptian gods. I use Ra a lot.
Well, I mean,
Ra's kind of a healer / damage dealer. He's good at taking down towers.
I mean, Ra.
Isis is in the game, but I'm not very good with Isis. I'm fairly decent with Hel, which is a Norse god. And she can do both damage and healing. The thing that I think that Smite does right is the skill shots. So, and Russ, you're the only one that's going to know what the hell I'm talking about.
Yes, I know.
I know Smite. My brother played it.
Dude, I know. You know what's really great about Smite?
I was texting you the other night because I wanted you to jump on Smite because we had a full team.
Oh, you shitting me.
Nope.
Well, I would never have been able to do it anyway because I don't have that game downloaded.
Boom. It's not huge.
I know, but, I mean, I've never played it, so...
If you've played a MOBA, you can play Smite.
The one thing that I will say about Smite is that it's a bridge. For instance, MOBAs for the longest time have been a PC only thing.
Right, and now it's on Xbox, and you can link your accounts too.
Right, so now you can play it on Xbox, and you can basically play.
I wasn't playing it on Xbox. I was actually playing it on Steam.
Yeah. See, there you go. All right. So, but
with the money I paid to get all the gods way back when, I can link my Xbox account, and everything I have unlocked at that point, aside from levels, will link over. So all my skins or whatever. So I'm kind of waiting until I always set a limit on MOBAs if I'm going to spend money. It's $30.
$30
is what I'll spend.
I spent that much on Crystal Maiden.
So, I really thought you were going to say crystal meth. I was like, what?
I always thought he was going there, too.
It's like, what? You spent
$30 on crystal meth.
What the fuck, guys? Seriously?
That would
explain a lot with the head and the...
What the fuck? Whoa. I'm not Walter White in this shit.
Whoa.
I'm not.
You know it's good because it's a blue bitch.
Yeah.
Speaking of Walter White, I said we need to get Rusty one of those short brim black fedoras.
It's not a fedora. It's a, what is it?
A trilby.
Yeah.
A trilby, okay.
Oh, if you get a trilby, I will make sure my wife lets me get, that's how I said that, I'm sure my wife lets me get, a true Amish hat, and then we can wear them together. And take
awesome. We'll make it happen.
Hell yeah.
But the thing about Smite, though, is you're talking about it being a bridge.
It is actually a bridge. Now, the idea is because MOBAs and competitive MOBAs specifically have been something that is PC only.
Well, you know, Fnatic also plays Smite.
I didn't know that. But
yeah, there's a lot of Dota teams that are playing Smite right now.
Right. Well,
Leave
it up to the people that win millions of dollars to bring back a game from the brink of death.
Well,
no, it's actually gotten fairly popular recently.
Yeah, it's gotten really popular. It's because it's a different kind of MOBA. It's not.
It's got its own thing. The thing is everybody has a passive too. So like, I'll give you an example. There's a character called Nox that I like to play, and she's this. I don't know what lore she's from, but she's this god Nox that has this candle that she holds. For every shot that you get a 3% bonus to your actual spell power. So every time you hit something without getting hit, you get a 3% bonus that lights up her candle. And you have this little meter on the side that's kind of showing you where you're at with your passive, and everybody has different. So like I was playing Poseidon the other day.
Right.
You know, the cool version of Aquaman.
And you grabbed my Khal Drogo?
Look, I think that once you see Aquaman on screen, you're going to be thrilled with his fish power.
Well, so Poseidon has, basically for every, he does something really similar to Nox. For everybody that he hits without getting hit, he gets a bonus to overall spell power. And then that stays there as long as he's using basic attacks, but when he uses the supers, then it drains that. So I get up to like 30% of my overall spell power by hitting the basic
minions in the lane, and then I unleash the beast, so to speak, from the deep. It's this big old snake.
It's a very big snake.
Did you lay pipe with it?
No, but it has a lot of snakes or something. It's this. He basically unleashed Cthulhu on people as his super, and then he also has this ability where he can shoot out a tidal wave that knocks people back, or a like a whirlpool that'll suck people into the middle, which is kind of a crowd control effect. But everybody, there's a lot of variance in the characters and a lot of variance in the specials and what you do. There's a witch doctor that basically, as you get close to dead minions, he gets a buff to himself for every dead minion that dies in his vicinity, and that gives you a buff. But overall,
give you a buff.
Overall, Smite's pretty fun. I've been really impressed, and it looks way better than it ever did before. It's as far as MOBAs go, it's the best looking MOBA out there right now.
Well,
they've really dressed up the graphics a lot. I think it looks slightly cel shaded, which I think is a good move on it. It's not totally cel shaded, but just the way the characters move, all the animations that are involved now, versus where it started, because it started off looking fairly generic.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks good. It plays really fast. They have a mode that I think we would like called Joust, and it's 3v3.
Okay.
With a jungle on either side up one lane. So the idea is you just basically brawl in the middle for one tower, and then you take out the stuff at the end. But
I don't know. Okay.
It's about a 20-minute game.
Well,
It starts you off at level 3 instead of starting off at level 1, so you already have enough money to buy a decent amount of items, plus have 3 powers or, you know, one power super overcharged like I usually like to do.
Okay. I mean, I might be able to...
It's fast-paced enough that I think it's an easy jump in.
I might be able to pick it up and play it.
Friend of the show, Travis, played a shitload of it over the last few days because it's been one of those games that I've been able to jump in late at night after being off work on this modified schedule and play like 3 or 4 matches and then kind of jump off. So overall, I'll play more Smite. I might actually start streaming a little bit and people can hate on me because I'm not great at it.
You're terrible at it. No, I'm not. I don't know.
I'm fairly average, but I'm still fine. There's so many new characters. Like, I'm just trying to... Like, I had this guy that's like the god of the bees that I like using. He looks like the Monarch from Venture Brothers, and I know I'm the only one here that's watched a lot of Venture Brothers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that.
Okay, well, thank you, Jason.
Okay, well...
So what he does is he has a passive when he gets... You lay down these hives, basically. And when you lay down the hive, you get health regen, mana regen, and a small buff to your overall damage. And then you get a power where you shoot, like, honey out, and the honey does damage plus causes them to be sticky. So they slow down.
I have no idea where this story's going.
You can also shoot out a swarm of bees, which does damage over
time. I'll explain it to you when you're older, Earl.
Thank you.
And then he has a stinger that he can shoot out in a straight line.
I'll explain that when you're older, too.
Rusty just crawled out of the room.
God, we broke Rusty. Again. We keep fucking breaking Rusty.
Broken Rusty is broken.
I think I have found something for Rusty to love.
You found the most autoerotic fucking god in Smite.
Yeah. I can't even pronounce the name. It's like 3 words. B-Dude in Smite is pretty cool.
Galactic Groomers.
B-Dude.
Push button to call.
That being said, though, I think, Rusty?
Yes?
You think it's a good time for a break?
We could break.
Break.
You ready?
Logan. Yeah, please.
What?
I know.
Rusty, break it.
What?
Break it.
Break it.
Break the hymen, Rusty. Break it.
All right, we're going to break that hymen. Back.
Look at this.
Break that sheep hymen.
And we're back.
We got some news for you.
Go, Nos.
It's late as hell.
Let's go. News.
It is.
News.
Dude, we had like a 5-minute break and everybody's going to fucking sleep on it.
News. I got ice cream to get home to.
I am too old for this shit.
Oh, come on.
So what do you think the biggest thing that I could possibly announce would be?
I don't know.
Oh, you got me a PS4.
You're pregnant.
Yes. You got me a PS4.
Well, okay, go over the top.
You got me a so-and-so. By God, I got a PS4. He is a good man.
I want to have a PS4.
God, I wish I had a new game console.
So Legacy of the Void launches November 10th.
Legacy of the Void.
How does StarCraft 2 expansion?
How does Legacy of the Void involve me getting a PS4?
That's the Protoss expansion, November 10th.
November 10th?
Which is what else?
Oh, son of a bitch.
Hey.
Yeah,
how does Legacy of the Void translate to me getting a PS4?
It doesn't.
Well, I don't like this news. This thing will go to hell.
So, yeah.
I choose to disbelieve this news.
I don't like it.
So, here's what else releases that day.
Yeah.
Tomb Raider.
Womb Raider?
Oh.
Is that the new Tomb Raider?
Tomb Raider and Fallout.
Womb Raider? Well, he is.
Womb Raider? Are you talking about Womb Raider 2?
Womb Raider. Well, that's what happens.
The rupturing?
The indented penis?
Womb Raider 2, the rupturing?
That's what happens when you have sex with a girl that's pregnant.
Is there something is something you want to tell us?
Just knocking on the door.
No.
Just the tip.
Baby comes out. How do you like it now?
Baby's got a concussion.
Somebody's got a mushroom stamp.
Oh, God.
Aww. Remember when Holt made the little clan symbol back on Call of Duty and he made the mushroom head? It's my mushroom stamp.
Mushroom stand.
I don't like your news. I choose to disbelieve your news, and I choose to believe you got your PS4.
I choose to believe you're pregnant, and you're about to get a mushroom stamp.
I choose to believe you're a dirty, you know what.
Well, you know, so something's coming out a little bit sooner, because there's too much to play right now. October 13th is the Witcher DLC.
Oh, Jesus.
I've heard about that. It looks really good.
I don't have the thing with the thing and stuff.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Your sheep will be so disappointed.
Do you have wood for my sheep?
I need wood for my sheep.
I do. What?
I need wood for my sheep. Here's the crazy thing, if you want.
Son of a... What?
Why do you have to make it so hard?
Me?
Whoa, hard. That's what she said.
No.
I'm sorry. Y'all need to watch The Big Bang Theory, I'm just saying.
No.
Or just play Catan.
No.
I need wood for my sheep.
No. Well, I've watched 2 episodes so far, or 3.
I'll trade you some corn.
It's funnier than you thought.
There's no corn in Catan.
I told you there's no corn in Catan, my friend. I already turned you into hoof.
Are we done with the news?
Right.
Is this what we're saying?
Jesus Christ, what a crap.
Because Jason's probably passed out drunk in the bathroom.
I think he shits so hard his back cracked.
I think he's...
Oh, the back cracking shits.
I think
he has wood for a sheep.
Oh, God. All right, well, I mean, I got, like, a couple
What do you have? You're stretching. Does your news involve me getting a PS4?
Then I
choose to disbelieve your news as well.
What?
I do. I choose to disbelieve it.
No.
I do. I choose to disbelieve it. Here comes Justin. Jason, you better hurry.
Oh, God.
Justin, Jason.
Well, you better stay out there for a second. Let it air out.
Shit, I can smell that.
Oh. Man, don't come in here. Shut that door quick, man. Shut it on him.
Done.
There you go. I'm proud of you, son.
I can smell stuff now. That's not a good thing.
I don't want I choose to disbelieve that smell.
Oh.
What?
Shall we talk about crop dusting?
Crop dusting.
No. Moving on. Next. Now, Dutch Ebony for beginners. Next.
Yes, that happened so I didn't have to crop dust you guys.
Damn it, man.
I feel like it's following.
That's not a dusting. That's a cleansing.
I feel like it's...
That's not a cleansing. That's an apocalypse.
It's not cleansing for me.
This bathroom has been cleansed.
No, it has not.
It needs to be cleaned.
It's been putrefied is what it's been.
I have some sad news.
What?
The Coach reboot has officially been canceled before it started.
Boo.
Craig T. Nelson will not make his TV debut as Hayden Fox, as previously projected.
Seriously?
I don't know to what you refer.
It's okay. I don't want you to get your hopes built up. I'm just letting anyone out there that knows. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to break the news to you.
Yes, you did. You just did it.
I know. I had to tell people. There was people out there that wanted to see it. Because Dobber was coming back.
Okay.
We all know who Dobber is.
I know. No.
Patrick Starr.
No.
Continue.
All right, so I have just a couple things. Of course, one of the first things, you remember me talking about Twitch Plays Dark Souls?
Dark Souls. Yes, did they finally make it off the wall?
Dark Souls. Yeah, so yes. Not only did they not only make it off the fucking wall,
ooh,
but they defeated Ornstein and Smough.
Oh, they little bastards.
What? They beat them on fucking Twitch Plays?
Yes.
That makes me mad. Yes. I was stuck on
that
for a month.
You know how long I was stuck on that one, remember? Because I forgot to switch to two-hand. Remember?
Yes. Remember how long I was stuck on it?
I know.
I almost...
And I sent you the message on when you were doing the tiltcast that I beat him. And then I went and did the thingamajigger.
The thingamajigger.
I figured that would make some kind of... It would resonate with you two because I've never gotten that far.
They must have been in sync that night.
Well,
oh, shit.
Well, what they did is...
And they found a way to
cheat the game. First, when they first played it, they had it set up like they played... Twitch Plays Pokemon, but they introduced an order versus chaos system so that you can add a democracy to the movement.
So what I'm hearing is just
so
one
there
person.
Was a number of votes.
So there's just one person that's dictating.
Whenever
how it goes.
Once it hits a threshold of votes, then it would do that action. So there was it wasn't just a couple people doing it.
So
we're
from a democracy to a dictatorship.
So what they'd say left, 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 right kind of thing or what?
Right. So they if it was like
God, that
sounds
like
a number of lefts, then it would do left. So there was it was decent movement. I actually watched the fight. It took them like 5 minutes.
That makes me incredibly pissed off.
That's dumb as hell. Oh,
dictator! Fuck you,
shit.
Twitch.
Twitch is awesome. The power of
no, it's
Twitch.
Called dictatorship.
Was
there was
awesome.
One guy that was like, "This is how we're going to do it."
Dude,
next
yeah,
bit of news.
That was awesome. Anyway,
bit of news.
I thought
so somebody
was...
probably wrote down instructions on how to do it, and then they all followed instructions.
Well, yeah. I don't know. I don't
mindless
know.
Sheep.
I mean, you can watch. There's a video for it. So
bird.
Look that video up. It's
bird.
I'm just surprised they got out of the well.
That's true. All right.
All right. So
I believe the second news is gonna make me happy.
No, you don't get a PS4.
I don't want to hear this news.
I'm
then.
Sorry.
Thank you so much. You ruined Christmas for everyone.
No. What the fuck? Where'd it go? Okay. Well, I mean, this is the week, guy. This is the week. No, it's not.
Oh, I was all excited about it.
Oh, yeah,
Assassin's
we're
going to
be playing a lot of Destiny, huh?
We're playing Destiny this week.
You know what isn't news?
What?
There ain't shit to do right now in Destiny.
No, damn. There isn't. When they changed
you know,
it over.
I was like, I'm going to do some strikes. He's like, no, I'm not.
They're fucking the legacy strikes.
What the hell?
You get nothing for them. No,
oh,
not
that's
a damn
bogus.
Thing.
Yeah.
Why
do you
want to
play the game?
And, yeah. So they changed the UI of the game and... added the quests and everything to it, all the kiosks and whatnot.
Yeah, I tried the bounties, and I thought, yeah, this quest tracker thing where it shows me what I'm doing is pretty cool.
It is. It's really, really
cool. That's all I played was just that, and I was like,
and
okay,
the
so there's nothing
that
to
they
do.
Created a separate section inside the menu for quests instead of putting the bounties and quests in the same
in
area
your
as your
inventory.
Yeah.
That's nice.
I mean, all of the changes that, you know, that we've talked about, you know, previously for Destiny, they've implemented a change to just about everything so that it fits and it works now. Yeah. And it allows people to not be locked out of shit. I mean, you know, when you get to level 40, you're going to be able to do the heroic
stuff. I was talking to somebody up at work, somebody that's actually that helped us get Crota, and he was telling me, he was like, yeah, so I actually deleted one of my characters. And I leveled him through the missions on the game all the way up to 34.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
so.
You can do that. And that's the thing, is after a bit, when it first started, you ended up getting to level 20 and there was nothing. You just didn't have anything.
And then the whole thing with your armor value playing into your overall level I thought was cool, instead of just doing the light still.
Right, so it's kind of like gear score at the moment. So... it's an average of your attack power plus your defense.
They changed light level instead of being your actual experience level, changed it to being
yeah
just a armor score.
Well, and if you already had a 34, you don't have to level anymore, so that kind of helps. Yeah.
Right. I got rid of my Titan, and I started him over, and I haven't had a whole lot of time to play, but the quest system seems more straightforward than the previous one, where it actually
Remember, you had to grind a bit to get between stuff sometimes.
Yep. It's fixed that. They've got better drops for people so that you can gear up instead of having to basically wait for whatever the gunsmith would sell you or whatever you could pick up from one of the vendors.
Yeah.
So it gives you a little bit more in there.
There's no additional bounties besides the main ones, too.
The Eris Morn bounties are gone.
And all the Crota bounties and all of the other bounties are gone, too.
Well, the Crota bounties are gone, but you'll still be able to get that rep. The rep is picked up from actually doing Crota's End. So you do that, and you dismantle any weapons or armor that you get from there, and you get runes that you can turn into her.
Same with the House of Wolves.
I don't think it's the same with the House of Wolves.
I also know that some of the exotics are not going to move over, too.
Yeah, well, they do, but they don't. There's some are going to be left year one. Some of them are actually being brought forward. Anything that you did for a bounty for an exotic is going to be moved forward to year two. So your Gjallarhorn's not moving forward, is it? No. Gjallarhorn's going to be left in year one.
That blows goats.
It does. Those
still repurchase.
It does.
Still repurchasable
but
in year two.
There's going to be way better shit to pick up for year two. And I think the new Gjallarhorn for year two is going to be an exotic sword. And from what I understand, and from the Bungie streams and things like that, it doesn't drop. Most of the best gear in the game doesn't drop, per se.
You earn it.
You go through a quest line, and you have to do something to get it. And all the swords in the game are forged, not dropped. So, including the exotic ones. So we don't know what goes into actually getting it, but I saw gameplay for it, and it does a fuckload of damage.
So now I got...
But with that, running with a sword comes with a higher amount of risk, so it's not like you're going to be able to sit back out of danger and just nerf a boss
with a rocket launcher. But what it came down to is the current bosses in the game, you couldn't get into melee range with them because every one of them had some kind of stomp or some kind of melee that would do a fuckload of damage to you. So they're making it so those bosses are a little bit more approachable. They move around a lot more. What the fuck are you doing, playing footsie or something?
No, I just spilled my drink on my face.
Oh well, yeah. That's
nice job.
Awesome.
I'm getting loopy too.
That was weird. Weird. But yeah, the Taken King's coming out in Tuesday morning.
Tuesday.
Why is it the only one that's not loopy?
Because I'm drinking shitloads of coffee, dude.
I'm not loopy at all. I am fucking awake. I'm going to have to do like coffee 4 hours for the homework when I go home. So
I'm like half conscious over here.
All
right. Well, that's the news. Awesome.
So we got that.
Moving on.
I did pick up a game that I have not played, and I don't think I'm going to play right away. But it was on sale for Steam and Steam this week. I got Dragon Ball Xenoverse.
Nothing wrong with that.
And the reason why I picked it up is because I am watching the fuck out of Dragon Ball right now. I have gone through 80 episodes.
Good.
In a week.
That's good for you. So, Rusty, we'll do a Let's Play on that, or whatever we're calling it, Tilt Look.
Yeah, you want to do that?
Can do that, yeah.
Okay, well, I haven't touched it, so I want to touch that game before we do it to look.
Well, touch it so you can figure it out.
The thing is, it has a lot to do with Dragon Ball Z's timeline, and I haven't gotten that far in the series, so.
That's it. Basically, he once played Dragon Ball.
Dude!
Or he once watched Dragon Ball before he plays that game.
Okay. But I'm going through it really, really quickly, so I think that's... I mean, there's other shit, but it's small, so...
Did you see the news about Human Revolution?
No.
Or Mankind Divided, I mean. So, release date's been announced, February 23rd.
Great, it's gonna be in the middle of my spring semester.
Aww. Fuck!
Why does it have to always fall in the middle of a semester?
Because it loves you.
I know.
Because those are the best traditional game release dates.
Excuse me.
Last quarter and first quarter.
I'm so mad.
I got that for you.
Thank you.
All right, so we don't really have any other news,
do
we?
I don't think so. I don't think so. Dude, it's so fucking bad.
So, that being said, Jason, where can you find us?
Find us at tiltcast.com. Find us on Facebook and twitter.com/tiltcast. Search for us on iTunes and Stitcher. Rate us and review us. Also find our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/TheRealTiltCast, and our YouTube channel, youtube.com/TheRealTiltCast.
And when we are on Twitch, we will post it on Twitter, so that's why you should follow us on Twitter.
Yep.
Yep. Now, with that, you can find Friends of the Show, For the Love of Gaming.
Yep.
Find BMFcast.com.
Yep.
NoQuarters.net and TVGP.TV. They do great things. And with that's a damn episode.
Woo!
What?
Yeah.
Woo!
Holy shit. Let's go sleep.
Bye-byes.
Later.
Peace. Sai-sai.
Peace.
Hoja.
Stop it.
Stop
Peace.